Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. And if you would turn also to Jeremiah chapter 31 on page 660. Jeremiah chapter 31, reading verses 31 through 35, 31 through 34. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. This is the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. History ends with the blessing of God. This world ends with the blessing of God upon his people, with the blessing of God upon you. This world ends, and the next world begins with God's people enjoying the blessing of God, the fulfillment of his promise, I will be your God, and you shall be my people forever. History ends with the blessing of God. This world ends with the blessing of God. And so Scripture ends with the blessing of God. Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. History ends with a blessing. Scripture ends with a blessing. And so also the letter of Hebrews. The letter of Hebrews ends with a blessing. The letter of Hebrews ends with the blessing of God upon his people. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Why do the Scriptures end with a benediction? Why does the letter of Hebrews end with a benediction? because your salvation depends upon the blessing of God. Your salvation begins and ends with God. Salvation is His work for you. Salvation is His work in you. It is His work, not yours. It is not your work. It is not His work and your work. It is His work. Salvation is the work of God. It is the work of God for you. It is the work of God in you. Your salvation does not depend upon you. Your salvation does not depend upon what you have done. Your salvation does not depend upon how good you are. Your salvation does not depend upon how well you try. Your salvation does not depend upon you. Your salvation depends upon God. Your salvation depends upon Christ. It depends upon His grace. And so your salvation, it is to His glory. It is not to your own glory. It is not to your glory and His glory. It is to the glory of God alone. And so your salvation is the work of God alone. It is the work of God for you. It is the work of God in you. The letter of Hebrews ends with a benediction. The letter of Hebrews ends with a blessing, with this blessing, because your salvation, your life, depends upon that blessing. You cannot do anything without that blessing. Your salvation depends upon the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Consider your salvation. How could it depend upon you? In Jeremiah chapter 31, what does God promise in the New Covenant? He promises to forgive your sins. He promises to forgive all your sins, all of them. All that you have ever done. All that you have brought with you this day. All that you ever will do. Are you able to forgive your own sins? Could you do anything to merit the forgiveness of your sins? The forgiveness of your sins is the work of God. It is the work of God alone. It is not your work and His work. It is His work. Your forgiveness depends upon another. Your forgiveness depends upon Christ. Your forgiveness depends upon what He has done for you. He is the Great Shepherd. He is the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. And so Christ has laid down His life for you. He has shed His blood for you. And by His blood you have the forgiveness of sins. By His blood. Not by yours. Not by His and yours. By His blood alone do you have the forgiveness of sins. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ. That is the promise of the new covenant. All your sins, God forgives them in Jesus Christ on account of what Christ has done. The forgiveness of sins. This is a promise of the new covenant. It is a promise fulfilled in Jesus' blood. It is a promise that is without end. By the blood of Christ, your sin has been put away once and for all. By the blood of Christ, you have an eternal redemption. The new covenant is without end. The new covenant is eternal. There is no sin of yours that has not been paid for by the blood of Christ. There is no sin that you have done that has not been paid for by His blood. Whatever your sin, you can bring it to Christ. And there you will find forgiveness. His blood is the blood of the eternal covenant. His blood is effectual for you. And so you can come to the throne of God with confidence. You can come to the throne of God with boldness. Not confidence in yourself, not confidence in what you have done, confidence in Christ. Because of what Christ has done for you, God will not turn you away. God cannot turn you away. Christ's blood is effectual for you. In Christ, you have the forgiveness of sins. This is a promise of the new covenant, a promise fulfilled in Christ, a promise given to you by His Spirit. Your salvation depends upon God. Your salvation depends upon what He has done for you. Your salvation depends upon the death and resurrection of Christ for you. Your salvation depends upon the grace of God. Your salvation depends upon the blessing of God. Not only part of your salvation, but the whole of your salvation. The whole of your salvation depends upon God. And consider again your salvation. Consider the promises of the new covenant. Your salvation, it does not only consist in the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins is a great and glorious promise, but it is not all that is promised. Christ gives you more. The promise of the new covenant is more than the forgiveness of your sins. It is also God's writing His law upon your heart. Your salvation includes obedience. Your salvation includes obedience. Your salvation does not depend upon your obedience. Your salvation is not given to you because of your obedience, but your salvation includes obedience. Your salvation given to you because of the obedience of Christ, dependent upon the obedience of Christ, your salvation includes obedience, and not only the obedience of Christ, but your own. To preach Christ is not only to preach the forgiveness of sins in Christ, it is also to proclaim obedience in Christ. That is the promise of God. That is the promise of the new covenant. A promise fulfilled for you by Christ. A promise worked in you by the Spirit of Christ. God has saved a people for Himself that they might glorify Him, that they might enjoy Him. God has saved you for Himself that you might glorify Him, that you might enjoy Him. How do you glorify Him? How do you enjoy Him? How do you love Him? By keeping His commandments. By bending the knee to Him. By doing what He says. The promise of the new covenant, a covenant without end. It is the promise of a people obedient to God, dwelling with God in His kingdom, an eternal kingdom. An eternal kingdom of righteousness. And the world to come, you will not be able to sin. In the world to come, your life will be a life of perfect obedience to God. In every thought, in every word, in every action, your life will be a life of perfect obedience. The life of the kingdom is a life of obedience. The life of the kingdom is a life of righteousness. And so your life in Christ is a life of obedience. Your life in Christ is a life of righteousness. But you are not yet perfectly righteous. And in this life, you will never be perfectly righteous. If anyone in this life were to say, "I am perfectly righteous," he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And so your life in Christ is a life of repentance as well. A life of dying to sin and turning to righteousness. A life of repentance each day and the hope of that one day, that day without end, when you will not only be declared perfectly righteous, but when you will be made perfectly righteous, when you will be raised up in the likeness and image of the resurrected Christ. The promise of the new covenant includes the forgiveness of your sins, a promise that gives you confidence to come into this place, a promise that allows you to come before the throne of God with boldness. But do not forget that the promise of the new covenant also includes your obedience. Your life in Christ includes obedience to Christ. It is a necessary part of your salvation. The letter of Hebrews. What is it? If we tried to describe the letter of Hebrews, how would we describe it? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 22 describes the letter for itself. The letter of Hebrews is a word of exhortation. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 22. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation. The letter of Hebrews is a word of exhortation. It is a word exhorting you. It is a word calling you. Calling you to what? Exhorting you to what? To obedience. To endurance. To faithfulness. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Verse 36, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Why doesn't it say, so that because Christ has done the will of God, you may receive what is promised? Why does it not say, so that because Christ has done the will of God, you may receive what is promised? Is that true? Yes, it is. But that's not what Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says. It says, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. What does Christ say to His people on the last day? Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Is Christ speaking to Himself? No, He's speaking to you. It's the fulfillment of the new covenant. The completion of God's work in you. God has purposed for you to enter into His rest at the end of a life of obedience. God has purposed for you to enter into His kingdom at the end of a life of obedience in this world. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, what qualities? Faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, love, If you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the way into that kingdom. This is entrance into that kingdom, a way, an entrance provided by God to you. A way that includes your obedience. A way that includes your good works. God has purposed for you to enter into His kingdom, to enter into His rest at the end of a life of obedience to Christ. This is your conformity to Christ, to say with Him, "Not my will, but your will be done." This is why the letter of Hebrews ends with a benediction. This is why the scriptures end with a benediction. Your salvation depends upon Him. The forgiveness of your sins is dependent upon God. And so also your obedience is dependent upon God. It is God who equips you with what is necessary to do His will. It is God who works in you what is pleasing in His sight. Your endurance, your faithfulness, your obedience is dependent upon God. It is a gift from God, given to you by God through Jesus Christ. All the promises of God are yours in Jesus Christ. All the promises of the new covenant are yours in Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of your sins, obedience to His will, both are yours in Jesus Christ. And so as surely as you may find forgiveness in Christ, you may also find obedience in Christ. This is why Augustine prayed, "Lord, give me what you ask of me, and ask me what you will." Do not depend upon God for the forgiveness of your sins, but not for your obedience to Him. Your obedience depends upon God. Your obedience depends upon God because your salvation is the work of God. Do not depend upon Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, but not for your obedience. Do not depend upon Christ for your justification, but not your sanctification. Your justification depends upon God, and so your sanctification depends upon God. Your forgiveness depends upon God. Your obedience depends upon God. Your salvation depends upon God. Your salvation is the work of God. Your obedience is the work of God. Your obedience is the work of God to the glory of God. Are you struggling with sin? I know you are. come to Christ and find in Him forgiveness. Are you struggling to obey? Come to Christ and find obedience. Your obedience depends upon the blessing of God. Do not then neglect this blessing. Do not neglect the blessing of God. Do not neglect the benediction of His Word. The letter of Hebrews is a word of exhortation. It was a word of exhortation written to the church, to be read to the church, to be heard by the church. You need this benediction. You need this blessing placed upon you. So come. Gather together. Rest in the benediction of God. The benediction, the blessing that He places upon you. Come and confess your dependence upon Him for everything that you have, for everything that you need. Come and pray. Lord, give me what you ask of me, and ask me what you will. Lord, work in me what is pleasing in your sight. Complete in me the good work which you have begun. People of God, this blessing is yours. It belongs to you. Do not neglect it. Do not forsake it. Receive it. Rest in it. Trust in it. For the one who speaks it is faithful. He has spoken. He will do it. To Him be glory. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that your word ends with your blessing upon your people.